The JVS Show.
Weekdays from 9.
Jonathan Vernon Smith.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
It seems like it's going back to the old highway days. Your money or your life. It's only a matter of money, whether someone lives or dies. And that is not something I agree with. So I would like to meet the cost myself, if that's what it means. Anybody else, you can actually buy a life. So I'm quite willing to forego something in my life with a little bit of money. I gather it's £6,000, isn't it, that she needs to...
Well, that was the full amount. I understand that quite a sum has already been gathered through a Just Giving page that people have set up because the British government will not pay the amount of money. But what was the offer that you wanted to make, Victor?
Well, I'd pay whatever it costs to give her the chance. It seems that you have a system where all it needs is money that you can go through with the opportunity of saving someone from death.
But, Victor, many of the callers this morning and many people listening to you today, they don't want her to be given an appeal. They don't want her to get away with it. They want her to face that firing squad.
Yes, I know. And we just don't know all the facts behind what caused her to do this. If she hasn't got the funds herself, it must be in itself evidence that it wasn't for the sum of money that she was doing the job for. It must have been for some other reason.
Victor, stay where you are, if you would, because on the other line I have Clive Stafford-Smith again. He is the director of Reprieve, which has been in contact with Lindsay Sandiford. Hello, Clive.
Hello there.
Obviously a very kind offer from Victor. He is prepared to pay whatever it takes in order for Lindsay Sandiford to get that appeal before 5 o'clock today.
Well, look, I mean, all I can say is it makes you proud to be a human being, doesn't it, when people show that sort of compassion. And look, I'm very grateful to him. I know that Lindsay is. Lindsay has been able to read through one of my colleagues some of the kind statements that people have made on the Just Giving page. And, you know, she's just incredibly touched that people would be that kind to her.
Do we know how much money still needs to be collected? Because I know you said through the Just Giving page there has been quite a surge overnight. How much is still outstanding?
Well, I'm just looking at it. It's justgiving.com/save-lindsay-sandiford. That was set up by Aral Balkan. It's not something we've done. And it's up to £6,205 now of the 8,000 total. So people have been really, really decent. And again, I can only say thank you to them and to Victor and people like him.
So there is an additional £1,800 that is still missing.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, this is the next stage. She won't be through then, but at least this will be a vital stage, which I hope will help save her life.
With obviously that offer of £1,800, correct me if I'm wrong here, and I know I'm blonde, but it sounds to me as if that is the full £8,000 that is necessary now for Lindsay Sandiford to launch that appeal before 5 o'clock today and potentially change the sentence from death by firing squad to a lifelong prison sentence. Can it be done in time?
Well, it can be, yes. And look, all I can say is I'm immensely grateful to people who have helped on that. And it is certain that she won't die in the next few days. Now, it's not certain that the next round of appeal will win, but and it's certainly true that she's not going to get away with anything. I mean, Lindsay has gone through hell already, and, you know, she's not going to just walk free from prison. She's going to be in prison, which is pretty tough as it is.
Victor, we're going to put you and Clive together off air now. I'm going to pass you both back to my team. I thank you very much indeed. And Clive, Victor, one last time, you are sure about this, yeah?
Absolutely, yes.